It's the post-match show from the Munro in Liverpool. After Liverpool have gone to Crystal Palace, they beat them 1-0. We're still top of the league. We'll be top of the league tonight. We'll be top of the league tomorrow night. We'll be top of the league in the week. It doesn't care. Doesn't fucking matter what all the rest of the pricks do. The Reds are going to still be there. I've got Pete Bolster. I've got Kev Walsh. I've got George Trad. I've got Andy Bell. There's absolutely loads of us. We've got Andy producing. And George, it was tense towards the end. I think it is fair to say, but they did the business. And you can't ask much more than that.
Yeah, it was tense. I mean, the last 25, it seems like we regressed within ourselves, but we still did absolutely everything we needed to do. We looked solid at the back, and obviously the goalkeeper going off, everyone starts to look and go, oh my God, what have we got in reserve here? We bring on a goalkeeper who's a very young, very highly rated, but a young goalkeeper, and he commits himself, does really well when he gets on the pitch. And listen, all you shithouses, when I found a moment of zen when we got to 90. There was 6 minutes to go, and I just thought, we don't look like conceding here. We look competent, we look controlled, and that's completely different with Arne Slot Liverpool to what we've seen with Jurgen Klopp. We're not committing too many men forward.
At one point, lad.
Well, listen, we've had that one through ball where I think Eze got through and he hit a shot.
A back pass.
Yeah. But other than that, I think we looked really solid. We looked composed, and we look like, tell you what, we look like title winners. I'm really, really positive.
No, I think George makes a fair point there, Andy, in terms of, you know, if you were to watch it back from 80, they probably didn't create much. In fact, from probably 60, you know, they huff and puff, they bring Mateta on and stuff like that, you know. But if you were to watch it back, aside from the TV, they were trying to invent a penalty that never was, do you know what I mean? Like, aside from them trying to make something out of nothing, really, they didn't create too much. And it's not the first time that's happened under this new manager.
Yeah, they didn't look great. They haven't looked great all season. I actually tipped them to be quite good this season, but they don't seem
to have. They finished last season really strong.
They did. It starts off against us at Anfield when they effectively end our title chances with that 1-0 win. So, yeah, I was thinking today, this is a great opportunity. I think the manager sees it as the same way. He obviously rests a few players. Jones comes into the side. I think he does quite well overall. I think the idea of that is, I suppose, being a little bit more controlled rather than Szoboszlai, who maybe has a little bit more magic in him than Jones, but Jones can sort of take a touch, take the sting out of the game like he does brilliantly towards the end, where he just turns out of trouble and gives the ball backwards, and it takes 30 seconds out of it. He gets us up the pitch, and you know, I thought all the guys who came in did really well. I thought Simikas was excellent, actually.
Especially on the ball.
I'm really quite down on him quite a lot recently. I'm not even sure he's sort of good enough to be second choice, but today he came in and he was tenacious, he won his tackles, he was strong in the ball, and he's exactly what you wanted for someone coming in to give Robertson a rest.